Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no...
The safety dance. We are talking safety here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1 AM 1340, your home for news, talk, and sports. Good morning. I'm Tyler Cupp.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Lucas McFadden has the day off. We are talking safety. We are talking prom pledge. And the next couple of weeks, you're going to be hearing a lot about prom pledge. We've done two prom pledge ceremonies across the Tri-County. We did Buford High, and we also did Clover High last week. Next week's going to be a busy one. Yes, Come See Me does kick off, but we also are essentially kicking off our prom pledge ceremonies. I believe we're going to have five or six in that 1 week alone. Then we're going to have some more spread out over the course of the month and one in May next month. So what the purpose of those prom pledge ceremonies are is just to raise awareness, just to be safe on one of the biggest nights that you'll have as a high schooler. And joining us now to help us make prom pledge possible, she is Bridget Walker of the Estate Preservation Law Firm, one of our marketing partners to help make prom pledge happen. Bridget, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good morning.
You were a little nervous, but I think you jumped right in because you and Ashley recognize each other.
Yes.
Can we go through that? That was very interesting to hear.
Sure, Ashley.
So I used to work at YPA, of course, and Bridget's daughter, Lexi, was a teacher at YPA when I worked there. So we made the connection. She's actually come in and talked about her law firm with us. So, yeah, it's an interesting connection.
I just have to say this. You always know... when someone says you look familiar and the other person says why, why do I look familiar, and you can't figure out why, but you guys knew each other.
Yeah, we did.
And I
saw the name. I was like, that's Lexi's mom. So,
well, Bridget, you deal with Catherine Madden here at OTS Media, and obviously she told you all about Prom Pledge. You heard about it from us. Why is this program important to you? Why was it important for Estate Preservation Law Firm to join our prom pledge ceremonies and programs?
Well, actually, it was a natural alignment for me. Supporting these types of programs in the community aligns with two of my most important core values, and that is protecting families and giving back to the local community. Mm. So if my sponsorship of this program this year can save one teen's life, it's a win for me, it's a win for the business, it's a win for the community, and obviously the teen and their family.
Wow, right. Very well said. Well, I just want to thank you for being part of multiple events, because we first met at Halloween Boo-ha-ha.
Yes.
And how was that? I don't know if you were prepared for all those people.
When Catherine told me I needed to bring 5,000 pieces of candy, I was a little overwhelmed. But yes, it was a great time.
But she was right.
Yes. Yes. We did have a little bit left, but my grandchildren were happy to take that.
Well, after hearing us kind of describe Prom Pledge, we talked about a little bit off air. I'm imagining it makes you feel a little bit more comfortable that, I mean, first of all, I did not see these ceremonies, even though I've been here 3.5 years due to the pandemic and COVID. But now that I'm seeing them, I've told the staff I'm extremely proud to be a part of this, because the students are getting the message. They have been extremely attentive, and this would not be made possible without folks like Estate Preservation Law Firm. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
So tell us a little bit about Estate Preservation Law Firm.
Well, we are located here in Rock Hill. We do estate planning and elder law. So again, our value is protecting families, making sure that in the event something awful happens to you, you and your family will be protected. So again, this really lines up with our core values. And also with my daughter being a teacher, I kind of have a special place in my heart for teens in this community.
That's right. And she's a high school teacher. So,
yes.
Again, this is very impactful. I know Tyler said that he has been here 3.5 years but had never been to one of the ceremonies until now. I was on the other end of that as a teacher taking a class. And to see the kids as they watch the presentation, you know, they kind of go into it goofing off like, oh, this is something we have to do to be able to go to the prom. But when they hear the speakers and they see the pictures and they see the videos, it really makes it real to them. And we as adults who are in their life every day can stress, make good choices, do the right thing, make a phone call. But for them to really put a name to a face of someone that it happened with really does make an impact. And it's so important that we have community members like you who step up and say, yes, this is important.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the history of your law firm. Have you been open long?
I've been open almost a year, so we're coming up on our 1 year anniversary.
Wow.
So we're very excited about that. I just moved into a new space on Cranium Drive, so we're growing quickly, and we're really enjoying being members here of the Rock Hill community.
It's now, great. Certainly in York County, Tri-County, you have no shortage of law firms, but having the estate preservation attached to it kind of, I would imagine, kind of makes you a little different and kind of stands out a little bit. Was that kind of the idea of that?
Yes. I wanted people to know that all we do at the estate preservation law firm is estate planning mm-hmm. and elder law. There are a lot of great attorneys here in the Rock Hill area, but we focus exclusively on those two items because there is so much technicalities involved with the law in that area.
Technicalities, and you know, I guess it goes without saying, but I, if you could elaborate, there must be a need for this as well. There must be a very strong need for the population that's not just in York County, but in the Tri-County area.
Yes, there's a significant need. And I find as I talk with prospective clients and clients that there is a lack of education here in this area about how important estate planning is. One of my biggest frustrations is I hear people say or see on Facebook, I just need a simple will. Where can I get it done cheap? That's a recipe for disaster. Mm.
You know, I guess that's one thing you don't really hear talk about is having the will worked out and stuff like that. So it really is an education to start things off, I guess, right?
It is. And it starts, you know, anyone from the age of 18 to 120 needs some kind of estate plan in place.
Wow.
Whoa. So how young will people do this? I know you said 18, but...
Yes. A lot of times those kids are going off to college. They're going away from home for the first time, and they're 18 years old. So parents can't get access to their healthcare information, their financial information, or their educational information. By having a healthcare power of attorney in place and a financial power of attorney, it gives the parents some peace of mind in case there is an accident or something and they're far away from their child.
Wow.
And then, of course, you're dealing with retirement age people that maybe haven't done it yet. Maybe they were just blue collar people that didn't think about it, didn't think they needed it. But, you know, maybe they got a family late and this is something they're getting into.
Yes, definitely. And a lot of times I have to tell people in my office that I'm sorry that your spouse passed away, but you don't own 100% of your home. Mm. And that's another big passion of mine is making sure that people understand how they own their home and what the impact of a death of a joint owner would do to them.
And then, of course, first-time parents, I would think, you know, you want, if God forbid something happened, but you want to know that your children are taken care of if something was to happen to you and your spouse.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So that's why I say anyone from 18 to 100 could use some kind of estate plan. It's not the same for everyone, but we do help people find the right path for that.
Wow. She is Bridget Walker of Estate Preservation Law Firm. Bridget, thank you for coming by. Thank you for telling us about your business, and thank you for being a part of the Prom Pledge.
Thank you, Tyler.
All right. That is